Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Conditions are getting better in the state's youth prisons in northern Wisconsin. A court-appointed monitor says the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are now in what's considered substantial compliance with 32 requirements. Those requirements were put in place after a lawsuit in 2017 over conditions at the lockups. The monitor says rooms are cleaner, safer, and better lit. The game rooms are better, and so is the food. They've also hired more staff who are better trained on how to use force when they have to. Wisconsin's taxing and spending document for the next 2 years is now the law. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Governor Evers signed the $99 billion state budget Wednesday. He made 51 partial vetoes. Most notably, he took a $3.5 billion Republican tax cut and made it $175 million instead. Wisconsin goes back to four income tax brackets, and Evers is directing most of the tax relief to the bottom two.
It's my belief that the middle class in the state of Wisconsin is where we should be supporting those cuts in the most efficient way possible.
The governor is also restoring University of Wisconsin diversity offices. He rejects Republican claims that DEI is divisive.
Any large company in the state of Wisconsin has DEI efforts so that they can get enough people to do the work for them. And suddenly we're going to say this is a divisive thing. Give me a break.
Evers' vetoes also direct more money for K-12 education and lifts a Republican ban on transgender medical care. Republicans don't have enough votes to override Evers' veto unless a handful of Democrats cross party lines. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Journal Sentinel the governor stole Republican ideas, then returned to his true liberal ideology. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
A warning, it's just as important to keep your home cool in the summer as it is to keep it warm in the winter. Denise Steptoe is an advocate for families who struggle to pay utility bills. She says many families are still trying to pay down their winter bills and that people facing difficult choices are turning off their fans and air conditioners to save money.
They're making dangerous choices in their home. They're juggling to whether I pay my utility bill or do I buy food? Do I buy my medication? Do I pay my rent?
There are programs in Wisconsin to help people pay their bills. People are also encouraged to make payment arrangements with their utility companies. Might take a while before we know why a freight train jumped the tracks in Reeseville the other day. The state railroad commissioner says only a small number of people are trained to handle these types of investigations. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Five people were hurt in Sparta at a fireworks show on July 4th when one of the firework devices malfunctioned near the end of the show. Sparta Area Fire Chief Mike Arnold said that a device had burned a hole in a case that had mortars, causing them to tip over and launch at ground level. None of the injuries were considered to be life-threatening. Two people, including a deputy, were hurt after a truck crashed into a squad car and a house on July 4th in Buffalo City. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office said that the crashes happened at 11 p.m. when the truck hit the squad car before going through a yard and crashing into a house. No one inside of the house was hurt. The driver of the truck and the deputy were both taken to a hospital. And after months of what he called targeted harassment, Amory Police Chief Steve Heinzel turned in his resignation last night. Heinzel said that he felt working conditions were intolerable. Social media posts critical of Amory's police department have added up to tens and even hundreds of thousands of views. The city council voted unanimously last night to begin searching for a new police chief. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers let a home win slip away in the ninth. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night, the Brewers, who led most of the way, took a 3-1 lead into the top of the ninth with All-Star closer Devin Williams on the mound and just one strike away from a victory. The Cubs' Nick Horner at bat on the Cubs' marquee TV network.
On the ground, Anderson picks it up. Line throw! Picks away! Topman in there! The Cubs have the lead, and Horner comes in dramatic fashion. Three runs in the ninth.
Brewers third baseman Brian Anderson's throw to Owen Miller playing first went into the dirt.
Just didn't make a good throw. That's a play that I've got to make, you know, 10 out of 10 times. It cost us today.
It was the Brewers' Devin Williams' only second blown save in 20 appearances.
I mean, yeah, I did everything I can do. Blue pitch, start the inning. I strike out the next guy. They hit one ball out of the infield that whole inning. So, yeah, man, I've been grinding, trying to get it done for the boys.
Cubs manager David Ross on his designated hitter, Mike Tauchman's two-run double to drive in the tying run and later score to put Chicago ahead.
That was a heck of a bat. The boys told me to cuss again in the postgame presser, but I'm going to stay away from it. So, heck of an at bat.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell on the ninth inning debacle in front of 31,000.
Tauchman had a good at bat. I mean, you give him credit for having a nice at bat and fouling off some pitches and put a ball in play, and then we made a defensive mistake, and that was it.
So the Brewers lose 4-3. The Cubs now have a 2-1 lead over the Crew heading into today's fourth and final game of the series. First pitch at 1:10. NBA free agency today. Players can sign their new contracts. The Bucks held a press conference before they head west for summer league games. New head coach Adrian Griffin asked to comment on ESPN's report that Giannis Antetokounmpo recently had knee surgery.
Yes, he had a routine surgery on his left knee, and it went great. Everything went as planned, and we expect him back ready to go in training camp.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Daniel Show on a Thursday morning. Hey, I hope you're having a good day so far. It's the sixth day of July, and I'm your host, Stu Daniels. Hope you're having a fun Thursday so far. I sure am. And outside today, if you're in the western areas of Wisconsin, should be a pretty nice day. We're talking about sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. Around the La Crosse area, around 76 degrees, up in Hayward, 73 degrees for a high today. And in sports today, Yeah, tough loss for the Brewers last night to the Cubs. Brewers were ahead 3-1 going into the ninth inning, but it turned out a 4-3 score with the Cubs on top. Brewers now two games behind the Reds. And today, the Brewers and Cubs will be playing the fourth game of that four-game series. And by the way, if you have friends in other parts of the country who are Brewers fans, you can tell them that the Brewers and Cubs game today is one of the games on the MLB network. So they may be able to watch the Brewers if they're out in California or down in Florida or something. Lots of stuff in the headlines today. And of course, the big news in Wisconsin, Governor Evers yesterday signed a new two-year budget, but not before he vetoed more than four dozen items in that budget. Hey, Aaron, how you doing today?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing good, man. Did you hear about that crazy jujitsu thing that Governor Evers did with the numbers in the budget?
I sure did. Yesterday, Pat Kreitlow, the host of Up North News, he was on another show and that I was producing, and he was talking, and he said 400 years. And for a second, I thought, did I just pass out and my head hit the ground and I'm having like a fever dream or something?
Pretty clever. You got to give Governor Evers some credit for his clever use of the veto pen. We'll discuss that for sure. And if you haven't heard the story yet, you got to stay tuned because it's worth checking out. Also, Governor Evers proposed that unused pandemic relief funds be used to help child care providers in Wisconsin. And eight Wisconsin companies are included on the new Fortune list of the 500 most powerful and influential companies in the nation. Can you name all eight? Well, we'll probably get to that story as well. But first this morning, the big story that we want to get to is the budget. Governor Evers yesterday decided to sign the budget so that Wisconsin can move forward, but he did get out the veto pen, and he vetoed almost 50 items. It says over four dozen. So if they don't say 50 and it says over four dozen, then you assume it's probably around 49, right? The headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Tony Evers uses veto powers to extend annual increases for public schools for the next four centuries. That's right, four centuries. This is from Molly Beck and Jesse Apoyan, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And it says here, Governor Tony Evers, a former public school educator, used his broad partial veto authority this week to sign into law a new state budget that increases funding for public schools for the next four centuries. The surprise move will ensure districts' state-imposed limits on how much revenue they are allowed to raise will be increased by $325 per student each year until the year 2425. That's right, 402 years from now. That creates a permanent annual stream of new revenue for public schools and potentially curbing a key debate between Democrats and Republicans during each state budget writing cycle. Evers told reporters at a press conference in the Wisconsin State Capitol yesterday his action would, quote, provide school districts with predictable long-term increases for the foreseeable future. Evers crafted the four-century school aid extension by striking a hyphen and the numbers 2 and 0 from a reference to the 2024-25 school year. So you see what he did there? The budget states 2024-25, okay, a two-year budget to cover those 2 years. But he took out the 2-0 at the beginning, and he took out the hyphen in the middle so that the budget now says 2425, the year 2425. The increase of $325 per student is the highest single-year increase in revenue limits in state history. The veto was one of more than four dozen the Democratic governor made to reshape the $99 billion two-year state budget Republicans passed last week. Among the vetoes was the majority of the centerpiece of Republican lawmakers' budget plan, a $3.5 billion tax cut that focused relief for the state's wealthiest residents. Instead, the reshaped budget will provide $175 million in tax relief and won't condense the state's four income tax brackets into three, as Republicans proposed, according to the governor. Evers said last year he would not sign a budget that included tax relief for wealthy residents, and Republican lawmakers crafted the budget in a way that would allow him to veto the changes to the top bracket to ensure the entire budget would not be scrapped, according to Representative Evan Goyke, the ranking Democratic member of the legislature's budget writing committee. Even so, Republican lawmakers blasted Evers for the move. Well, they're going to blast him no matter what he does, right? Anytime he makes any move. So the Republicans called the pair of vetoes to cut the income tax plan and to create permanent increases for schools an assault on taxpayers. And going back on his campaign promise to enact a middle-class tax cut. Yet the middle-class tax cut is still in the budget. The story continues and says, part of Evers' veto action includes scrapping reductions for residents earning between $36,840 and $405,000 each year. The quote here from Robin Voss says, legislative Republicans worked tirelessly over the last few months to block Governor Evers' liberal tax and spending agenda. Unfortunately, because of his powerful veto authority, he reinstated some of it today. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, said in a statement, vetoing tax cuts on the top two brackets provides hardly any tax relief for truly middle-class families. His decision also creates another economic disadvantage for Wisconsin, leaving our top bracket higher than most of our neighboring states, including Illinois. Going to get to more of the story about the new Wisconsin two-year budget after we take a quick break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's going to be a nice one today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 51. A good night to maybe open up the house and let the breeze blow through. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy, 79 the weekend. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Thinking in a whole new way. Music from Sting on a Thursday morning. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Thank you for tuning in today. Hope you're having a good day. At 23 minutes after 8 o'clock right now and 63 degrees in La Crosse. Hayward has 55 degrees right now, looking for highs in the mid to upper 70s today. Should be a nice day in most areas. Just before the break, we were discussing the new two-year budget that the governor signed yesterday with over four dozen vetoes before he signed it. And I want to correct one thing I said. I said that the tax cuts for the middle class are still in there, but it depends on where you say middle class. I'm going to give you these numbers as it's stated in the story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Republican plan, the original one before the vetoes, would have reduced the top tax rate of 7.65%. down to 6.5%, so just a little over 1 percentage point. And that amounts to a 15% reduction for the top earners in the state who earn as a married couple $405,000 or more annually. The second rate, which covers married filers who earn between $36,840 and the $405,000, would have been reduced by about 17%. Okay, from 5.3% down to 4.4%. And those are the ones that Governor Evers vetoed. Okay, so those won't be happening. But he did keep in place reductions for the third highest tax rate, which covers those who earn $36,840 and less as a couple. That rate would go from 4.65% to 4.4%. That's a 5.4% reduction. The bottom rate would slightly reduce from 3.54 down to 3.5%, which is hardly any savings at all. I think it's said the average person would save about $15 a year on that. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August said the move broke a deal between Evers and GOP lawmakers on school funding as part of a broader agreement on a separate bill to boost funding for local government that was aimed at saving Milwaukee from entering a fiscal crisis. Tyler August, Assembly Majority Leader, said, quote, after months of good faith negotiations on major budget items, it is unacceptable that he went back on his word and broke our agreement. It will be difficult, if not impossible, to ever negotiate with this governor again in the future, end quote. Evers' spokeswoman, Britt Cutaback, said August was, quote, never part of any conversation the governor had with Republican leaders. If he had been, he'd know that the governor upheld every part of the bipartisan compromise reached with the speaker and the majority leader, Cutaback said in a tweet referring to Voss, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu. Dan Rossmiller, who represents the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, said the permanent annual funding increase was certainly appreciated, but Rossmiller said the impact of additional funding could vary by district and worried the increase wasn't enough to meet or exceed the rate of inflation for some districts. Going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Dangerous temperatures will blanket parts of the country today as the world sets another heat record. Climate scientist Jonathan Foley blames climate change.
These global temperature records are just going to keep falling because the planet has been steadily warming year by year, slowly at first. But over the decades, we're now kind of getting outside the realm of anything we've really seen before.
A January 6th rioter was arraigned for creeping around former President Obama's house in Washington. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Later this morning, his defense lawyers will seek to have him freed, saying he's not a flight risk.
and that he wants to go home to his wife in Washington State.
And Meta just launched Threads as a direct competitor to Twitter. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Meta and Facebook and Instagram as a whole organization can come in and say, we are going to offer a social network that is more reliable than Twitter has become.
It launched early last night in the U.S. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The city of Amory is looking for a new police chief. After months of what he called targeted harassment, Amory Police Chief Steve Heinzel turned in his resignation. Heinzel said that he felt working conditions were intolerable. Social media posts critical of Amory's police department have added up to tens and even hundreds of thousands of views. The city council voted unanimously last night to begin the search for a new chief. Five people were hurt in Sparta at a fireworks show on July 4th when one of the firework devices malfunctioned near the end of the show. Sparta area fire chief Mike Arnold said that a device had burned a hole in a case that had mortars, causing them to tip over and launch at ground level. None of the injuries were life-threatening. And a bus driver in Eau Claire went above and beyond last week when he helped deliver a baby. Jerry Melsness told WQOW-TV that a pregnant passenger asked for help at the city's transit center, and he stayed with her until she had the baby. Melsness said that he'd never done it before, and a city official said it was the first for the transportation department. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S.
Back to the show, 8:33 right now on this Thursday morning. Hey, Aaron, what's up with that song, man? Where's the vocals at? They're like stuck in some corner or something, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. It says it's the remastered version, and it's from the official record label, so I have no idea why you can barely hear him singing.
Yeah, that's a strange thing. That song, if you were to hear all of it, was a song by Joe South, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, a hit from the late 1960s, and that remastered version has some strange mix in it. All you could hear was, at least in my headphones, all I could hear was the guitar. Is that what you heard?
Yeah. It seems like whoever remastered that made some questionable decisions.
They brought that guitar up, man. They loved that guitar. I put it right up front, bury the vocals and the bass and the drums, and we're good to go. Hey, welcome back to the big radio show. It's the Stu Daniels Show on a Thursday morning, having some fun with some music and also discussing the budget that was signed yesterday by the governor, who took out his veto pen, vetoed about 49 different items or so, and also did that interesting, clever work with the years of the budget, took out the two and the zero and the hyphen from the budget that said 2024-25, and by doing that, made sure that the additional $325 for each school student that will be in the budget will continue through the year 2425. That's right, over 400 years from now, unless something has changed. And there is a possibility that some future legislature and governor could make changes. But as far as things are right now, with the signing yesterday, we're good for the next 400 years. Although some say, even with that additional $325 per year, it may not be enough. Just before the break, I was going over this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where they have Dan Rossmiller, who represents the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, chiming in. He said the permanent annual funding increase was certainly appreciated, but he said the impact of additional funding could vary by district and worried the increase wasn't enough to meet or exceed the rate of inflation for some school districts. He said, I wish the amount would have been higher. With inflation at 40-year highs, it's really important to be able to attract and retain teachers and staff and to be able to pay the increased costs of everything in a school district's budget. Evers also vetoed a plan from Republican lawmakers to eliminate 188 positions within the University of Wisconsin system focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, but maintained the $32 million cut in funding that was paired with the staffing reduction. So he kept the $32 million cut in there that the Republicans put in there, but that money, that $32 million cut, was supposed to eliminate 188 positions, but the governor was able to keep those positions at the UW system, but he still had to give up that $32 million. Republicans put $32 million into a fund UW officials may request money from, as long as the Republican-controlled committee approves the officials' plans for its use. The Republican National Convention that will be held in Milwaukee next year also could see less money coming from taxpayers under the governor's action Wednesday. And by the way, do you, as a taxpayer, think it's a good idea to be funding the Republican National Convention, or at least partially funding that convention? Why can't they pay for it? Why should we as taxpayers have to give up $10 million just to help the Republicans have their national convention in Milwaukee? We're happy to have them here in the state of Wisconsin, but I don't know if we should be giving up $10 million to help them out. The story from the Journal Sentinel goes on and says Evers vetoed a $10 million grant for Visit Milwaukee, the city's tourism bureau, that Republicans included in the state budget without restrictions for how the money could be spent. Evers left in place $1 million for Visit Milwaukee and moved $9 million into the State Department of Tourism's budget for marketing. So you see what happened there. The Republicans put in a $10 million grant for that money to go to Visit Milwaukee so that they can help fund the Republican National Convention. Evers took $9 million of that money out, put it into the State Department of Tourism's budget for marketing, and he left in $1 million for Visit Milwaukee. The budget also sets aside $2.5 million from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program for drilling new wells, facility maintenance, upgrades, and renovations, and new buildings at a number of fish hatcheries in Wisconsin. Evers vetoed the earmarks for specific projects, highlighting that the decision on what is funded by the program shouldn't be decided solely by the legislature. The veto will allow the DNR to assess the funding in order to decide on facility upgrades. Evers also used his veto power to expand the scope of a Department of Veterans Affairs study. Lawmakers' budget included a requirement for the agency to conduct a 2-year study of the troubled King Veterans Home. With the governor's changes, the study will no longer be confined to just King. Republican legislative leaders did not immediately say whether they would try to override Evers' budget action. Republicans failed to achieve a veto-proof supermajority in the assembly in the November election, so any veto override would require 3 Democrats to join all Republicans in an override vote. Republicans could also schedule a vote when a handful of Democrats are absent. Do you think the Republicans would try something like that? I would say yes in a heartbeat. One seat remains vacant, the suburban Milwaukee seat formerly held by Republican Dan Knodel, who gave Republicans a supermajority in the Senate with his victory in a special election earlier this year. It says here, this is a quote, clearly, now that he's won re-election by taking credit for Republican ideas, it's business as usual for Governor Evers as he returns to his true liberal ideology, Voss said. Yeah, I don't know if you would say that Governor Evers is following a true liberal ideology. Seems like many of the moves he made are what's best for the state of Wisconsin, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. This story goes on and says Evers also used his veto power to eliminate restrictions lawmakers intended to place on the state's venture capital investment initiative. That's called the Badger Fund of Funds. The Fund of Funds is a public-private investment program that allows the state to invest in Wisconsin startups. Under the budget passed by the legislature, the program would have received a $25 million investment from the state, but would have to repay it in its entirety. The program also would have been required to send 90% of the gross proceeds of that investment into the state's general fund. But Governor Evers removed those requirements, saying in his veto message that he objects to measures that would reduce the resources available for investment. Evers said he was concerned those limitations might detract from efforts to attract additional private co-investors. The governor said allowing the program to retain and reinvest the funds will improve the state's venture capital ecosystem and support increases in startup funding across Wisconsin. And that's one of the most important things you can do to bolster an economy is help out startup businesses as much as you can. It's where most new jobs come from these days, small businesses just getting started. That program was launched with a $25 million investment from the state in 2013-2014. Evers' veto does not affect an existing requirement that 90% of the initial investment be sent to the state's general fund. So this story from the Journal Sentinel has a sub-headline that continues the story. It says Republicans spent 2 months writing the budget after scrapping Evers' original plan. You remember, the governor sent his budget plan to the legislature, but they scrapped that plan, came up with their own plan. And the story says the veto action yesterday from the governor comes after the legislature's budget writing committee spent 2 full months writing the 2-year spending plan. The budget was crafted by the committee after Republicans who control the panel decided not to include more than 500 proposed funding items from Evers. So you see what happened there. The Republicans took out more than 500 proposed funding items from the budget that Evers sent to them. Items removed from the governor's proposed budget include the creation of a paid family leave program, expanding Medicaid, extending pandemic-era funds for child care programs, legalizing marijuana, adding mental health programs in schools, and several measures aimed at addressing PFA contamination. Though a historic $125 million plan to clean up PFA contamination across the state is part of the budget. So you see, I want to go over that again because those items are all items that were removed from the budget that Evers sent to the legislature. The governor wanted these items in the budget. The Republicans took them out. Paid family leave, a paid family leave program. Doesn't that sound like a good idea? Expanding Medicaid. I think Wisconsin is now one of only 10 states left that haven't expanded Medicaid. And extending pandemic era funds for child care programs. What would help workers in Wisconsin more than having high quality child care at affordable prices? And also legalizing marijuana. When is Wisconsin going to come through with legalizing marijuana as other states have nearby, like Illinois and Michigan? And Michigan just raking in the cash on their marijuana sales. And adding mental health programs in schools. Yeah, why would you want to have mental health programs in schools, right? Another item the Republicans took out. And also several measures aimed at addressing the forever chemicals, the PFAs, that are plaguing several areas of our state. And they left in some of the money for that, but much of it was taken out. Under the budget plan, Wisconsin schools would receive about $1 billion in additional revenue over the next 2 years alone through a mix of new funding and property tax increases as part of lawmakers' budget action and a separate agreement between Evers and Republican lawmakers on local government funding. 8:46, almost 8:47, going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
If I could be you, you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's mind, yeah. If you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego, I do believe you'd be surprised.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's going to be a nice one today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 51. A good night to maybe open up the house and let the breeze blow through. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy, 79 the weekend. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm talking about chicken gravy and biscuits. I could eat them all night long. I could eat them for breakfast too. Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. We were talking about them yesterday on the radio show. Always on tour, and in fact, coming to Wisconsin, I believe in September, was that date of the Blues Festival down in Thiensville near Milwaukee. And if you ever get a chance and you're into the blues, you got to check out Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. When we were discussing them yesterday, Aaron, I forgot to mention that back in the 1980s, when Little Ed was a young man, and I was too, I used to book shows for that guy in Indiana, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I think down in Bloomington as well. But that was almost 40 years ago. But that's good that we're both still around, I think. So if you ever get a chance, check out Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. Do you ever... Aaron, by the way, do you ever go see any blues bands or not too much these days?
I have. I don't remember exactly who, because it's been a while. And I think it was the kind of like I went to some kind of festival and there were some blues bands there. So I stopped by and listened. But I would definitely like to go see more.
Yeah, there are a lot of good blues bands around these days if you get the chance, but you got to seek them out because it's not something you see on TV or hear on the radio that much anymore. But man, I tell you, there's nothing like a good blues show to get you moving, get you dancing, get your toes tapping. Maybe that's something to check out this weekend if you have a chance. Before the break, we were discussing the budget and Tony Evers' clever way of extending the increases to school aid for the next 402 years. And in case you missed that or you haven't heard the story yet, the governor, with his veto pen, changed some numbers in the budget that said 2024-25 for those 2 years, took out the two and the zero and the hyphen and just changed it to the year 2425, 402 years from now. So can he do that? Tony Evers followed a Wisconsin tradition when he increased school aid for 402 years. That's the headline from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It says here, Governor Tony Evers raised eyebrows Wednesday when he deployed a broad power unique to Wisconsin governors that allows them to use vetoes to increase state spending above levels set by lawmakers, in this case, extending funding increases for schools for centuries beyond the lifetimes of everyone involved in crafting the next state budget and their grandchildren. It's the second time Evers, a former state superintendent and public school educator, has used his partial veto authority to increase funding for public schools. The first time he did that in the 2019-21 state budget prompted Republican lawmakers to amend the state constitution to put limits on his veto pen. But Evers is still able to make broad and unexpected changes to the spending plans lawmakers give him. But the governor's partial veto power, while still broad, has been scaled back considerably over the last few decades. Gone are the Vanna White and Frankenstein vetoes. At one time, governors could veto individual words to create new words known as the Vanna White veto, or strike words from two or more sentences to make new sentences known as the Frankenstein veto. Voters eliminated governors' ability to make such changes in 1990 and 2008, respectively. Evers crafted the four-century school aid extension by striking a hyphen and a 2-0 from a reference to the 2024-25 school year. Rick Champagne, director and general counsel of the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, said Evers' 400-year veto is lawful in terms of its form because the governor vetoed words and digits. Quote, both are allowable under the Constitution and court decisions on partial veto. The hyphen seems to be new, but the courts have allowed partial veto of punctuation, Champagne said. We have not yet undertaken analysis of how the allowable per pupil increase applies to a period of time as opposed to a specific school year. Governor Evers' veto message clarifies the intent of the veto, he said. In his veto message, the governor wrote, I object to the failure of the legislature to address the long-term financial needs of school districts. This veto makes no changes to the per pupil revenue limit adjustment provided in the 2023-24 and 2024-25 school years, and provides school districts with predictable long-term spending authority increases, end quote. Republican lawmakers who control the state legislature will likely try to either override the veto or propose to change it in the next state budget. A future governor could also take action to eliminate the 402-year-long funding increase. Pretty clever. Job well done. We'll see what happens. Will the Republicans let it lie, or will they try to come back and change that veto sometime in the next 400 years? 8:57 right now. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person to cry.